to improve the knowledge. The knowledge was quite limited. At least we are at the period of time that we know about the microscopy, and we know about the galaxies and all that. All of this can come. How? This working together, is it? This togetherness? Coming together, you understand. Because all animals, they understand it. The herds and all that, right? But there is another coming together, you don't get it. This is one example for you. You remember? We have few examples to talk about beyond the logic. Because the language is made for the logic, you understand the logic, I have to speak logical, or logic, logic, logic. And what we are talking here is beyond the logic. And it's always the opposite, because it's other side of the coin, right? Then what? And say, that beyond the logic has some tricks in it, just like this one. In here, have you noticed the trick? Everybody's not like you. And there are the unique people, which are our example always. I jump to art to talk about that feeling in the artist. That will lead me to understand the feeling in the prophets. Yes. And I have seen the people who are changed just with this information. He says, look at them. They cannot let the other go. This coming together, they know it and they have to do it because they know this is it. We are here to communicate. And with that vast communication, the new field of culture will grow. This is what it is. So, let me tell you that this existence, it exists. Why? Scientifically, we don't know. Here, we know. Why? Why existence exists? It says, simple. Appearance, to appear. Because whatever exists, it exists in non-existence. It's sitting there. Appearance. Is that the aim of existence is appearance. It means God created all of this because this was not appeared, was invisible. He brought it out. Therefore, you have to learn it. To understand it. With what? There are two forces over there. One is yours. The trick, that curiosity. That one is in you. The other one, I'm giving you some advice. Pando Edva. So this is how we learn. Look at us. This is how we grow up. With mistakes.
Yes.
We learn from our mistakes. This is the price that we pay for that. And all of that was explained in a very, very long, long paragraph, right? Now, a very simpler subject. We talked about the existence, how it is. Now let's talk about human beings. How is Adam? Adam is that first one, right? Let's see that first one, how it is and how we change. Who is the guilty party today? Peter.
The diverse modes and stages of the nature of man from the beginning. First, he came into the clime of inorganic things, and from the state of inorganic things, he passed into the vegetable state.
And you remember, Rumi talked about himself, and he said, I was that, I became this, now I'm this, and I can become that and that. You remember it, right? Here, in general, says humanity. When we want to talk about humanity, first we talk about the physical existence. This stuff. That was the first. Then, next step. Next step is what? Growing. First, we are created, then we grow like all the trees. Yes?
Years he lived in the vegetable state and did not remember the inorganic state because of the opposition.
Okay, next step was becoming a growing stuff, and he forgot about being. He didn't care about that part anymore, because that chair is a thing, it's there. Me, I, that capital I, came in for a long time. This is a beginning, yes?
And when he passed from the vegetable into the animal state, the vegetable state was not remembered by him at all, save only for the inclination which he has towards that, especially in the season of spring and sweet herbs.
This is something that we don't experience really, because we are living in an industrial environment. But you will get it. What is it? He's talking about moving, going from one step to the other one and forgetting about what you were, because this is where you are. Okay, first you were a thing, then a vegetable, then an animal. He said, but remember, he is moving, right? Now he is an animal. And he doesn't remember that he was a vegetable. But each year in the season, something inside will boil up. Let's go. Let's go and see the green space. Why? This is because we were there. That's in here. We have the information of that living creature, because when we talk about vegetables, they are living creatures. What is the line between vegetable and animal? Didn't you know that? Oh, shame on you. You should know that there is no line between vegetable and animal at all. There are something in between. It's like the color of the skin. What is the color of my skin? You tell me. The color of the skin starts from white, 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 and goes to dark, dark, dark. Everything in between is there. There is no line to say this is white, this is yellow, this is brown. There is no such stuff. We just make it up. Because bring a microscope, bring the instrument, and you will see that my skin is between a couple of skins. That's what it is. And it depends where I live, where my father lived, and so on. So everything is gradual. Because everything is here, we forget about it. We don't pay attention to it. Yes?
Like the inclination of babes towards their mothers, it does not know the secret of its desire for being suckled. Like the excessive inclination of every novice towards the noble spiritual elder whose fortune is young. The particular intelligence of this is derived from that universal intelligence. The motion of this shadow is derived from that rose bough. His shadow disappear at last in him, then he knows the secret of his inclination and search and seeking.
This is a tricky part. Look at it. It's like, what is the intention or attention of the babies towards the mother? They don't know. It's just they need it, and that's the source of milk and everything, so they are connected, but they don't know it. But this is what? This is a game of partial piece of apple of apple. Intelligence has another intelligence of intelligence, right? That's okay. There are degrees within all of this, from the bottom to the top. This is like when you're looking at the flower. The flower is sitting on a branch, but the branch is sitting on the tree, and the tree is the principle of that, right? You could forget it and look at that only, or you could understand that this is coming from that, and all are together. And they have the shadow. The shadow will come and go. They, their existence is the principle. So, when we are talking about the human being, we are talking about that life is in here. The vegetation is in here. The growth mainly is in here. The animal is here. But we don't notice them. You have to know them all. They are all here. So unification, when I have to bring myself together, I have to know all of this together. Just when you ask me, why do you like to go and sit and look at the garden? What do I say? I say, oh, it's beautiful nature. It's nature. Means what? It means it's in my nature. Yeah. My nature has this because I know I'm a part of that. And I know that when it's green, life is good. Because I know, I have seen, when you look at it, and there's no water. They call it no water, biyaban, in Persian language. And that means, oh, because you will die. First of all, you look at it and you get thirsty. Because you know there is no water. And I am mainly a bag of water. That's what we are. That's what the life on the earth is a bag of filthy water. Because it has some other stuff in it. It's not clean, pure water. That's what it is. But we don't get it. Hear him say, listen, this all changes are in nature and are there and are in you. Okay? Next step. Yes?
How should the shadow of the other's bow move, O fortunate one, if this tree move not? Again, the Creator, whom thou knowest, was leading him from the animal towards humanity.
Ah, okay. This is another next important step. Over there we understood that, okay, the branch depends on the tree, the fruit depends on the branch, the leaves and all that, right? Now let's talk about the next step, human being. Yes.
Thus did he advance from clime to clime, till he has now become intelligent and wise and mighty.
Uh-huh. When we talk about the human being, who is a human being? Human being was a monkey, right? Who started to learn and learn and learn, and look at us where we are. All these processes, this is learning process again. Humanity has started from ignorance and now we know a lot. So again, the same process of improvement of information. Yes?
He hath no remembrance of his former intelligences. From this intelligence also, there is a migration to be made by him. that he may escape from this intelligence